AIDS Braids Party, and we welcome to the Braids Party, Ty Tribute. Ty, how are you?
I'm blessed. How are you, HJ?
Hey, just blessed, man.
I sound like it's a real Braids Party over there.
Hey, that's what it is.
Thank you for having me, man.
Hey, I thank you for being a guest on the Braids Party.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you are excited because you've got a project coming out.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell us about being on Gotta Have Gospel and the Superstar song.
Oh, my goodness. Superstar, oh, my Lord. It's a song that's also on our debut CD. And when they called me and said, hey, they're trying to put a package together, something like WOW, and they want a song from me, I'm like, what? You know, being in the lineup with Gospel Grace that's Frankie. I mean, the list goes on. I'm sure you got you heard the CD.
Right.
Being on that lineup without even having my first CD out was overwhelming, and I knew it was the favor of God. So I'm just like giving God glory for that, man. It was amazing, and Superstar was the ideal song to put on there because I want people to really understand that I love God for who He is, and I'm not trying to be no superstar, man.
Hey Ty, how would you describe your music?
Oh, wonderful question. I would describe it mud.
What? Okay, explain the mud.
I'm putting that all over everywhere. I'm infiltrating the world with that. Mud is music undefined. That we travel so much. We toured with Faith Hill. We did Columbia River with Justin Timberlake. And we've had the blessed opportunity to be with so many different styles of music. And so you hear that in our CD. So mud is music undefined. And what it also is we're made from the dust of the earth or the dirt. So that's dirt. And God's spirit, the spirit of God is synonymous with water. So water and dirt make what?
Mud.
And as long as his spirit is in this dirt called flesh, man, he can mold us like clay and make us to be pop for Justin and make us to be country for Faith Hill. He can make us any style of music as long as his spirit remains in us. So it's the mud movement, man. Mud.
The mud movement is in the house, Ty.
Yeah.
Hey, got my boy Ty Tribute on the Praise Party. Got a new project out.
Yes.
Ty, you mentioned Faith Hill. Justin Timberlake,
yes.
How is it ministering on stage? Is that a different audience that you're ministering to? Or how do they take to you, Ty?
Well, once we come out there, especially with Faith Hill, because they don't expect 16 chocolate people to come running behind on stage, but it's all good. But once we come out on stage, her song is an inspirational song. I mean, to come out in front of 20,000, sometimes 30,000 people, it's overwhelming and almost fearful, but to know that God is with us is nothing. So when they experience, people may not get with the presentation or how we present, but they cannot deny the anointing of God, man. Everyone connects with it. Black people, white people, Hispanic, everyone connects with the Spirit of God because it's in all of us. Every man has a measure of faith, the Bible says. So they automatically connect with that with us, and it's crazy. I mean, it's a wonderful opportunity to do that tour, but to be backstage with Faith Hill, and she's crying, telling us how hard it is sometimes, and we're sitting around the piano singing to her songs and comforting her. That's what the purpose of us going on tour with her was.
Ty, how do you think people are going to cling to that mud movement? When your project comes out, what can you expect?
I believe that it will just infiltrate. I believe that everyone will feel it because it's a new movement, it's a new sound, and I believe that the gospel industry is waiting for a new sound, and prayerfully and humbly, this will be a sound that they accept. It's very upbeat and contemporary, but yet it's anointed and you can feel it. You know, it's like we're from the Philadelphia area. I'm from Jersey. Let's get that straight. I am from New Jersey,
right.
But it's very close to Philadelphia. So that soul movement, that heartfelt music is in what you hear. But I believe it'll be embraced because of the anointing, man. I believe it will definitely be embraced by the gospel community as well as the secular community.
On Mighty Long Way.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about Mighty Long Way. Who are you trying to convey your message to, and tell us about that message?
Well, that's such a universal. I left it basic lyrics so it can be wide open, so it'll include everyone. If I were to add a added more lyrics, it would have kept chopping it down, chopping the box up. I left it very wide like that because everyone can attest to how far they've come in God. Everyone has come from a mighty long way. And the song came about, we was just in rehearsal, and my keyboard player, Paris, was just playing around with something. And then my brother on the bass, and it just turned into something amazing, like most of the songs on the CD. And so look where he brought me from. It's an old school method. I remember hearing my grandma and my mom sing it coming up in church. The old school way, you know, look where he brought me. You know? So I put the old school message on a new school beat, because even though I'm young, I still come from a mighty long way. You know what I'm saying? So this message, to me, reaches across the board to everyone has come a long way in Christ and in God.
You know, in the past few years, it seems like the gospel music industry has just exploded. It seems like it has come out of nowhere. What would you attribute that to?
I attribute that to the end times, man. I mean, the Lord is soon to come back, so he's going to make his presence and his glory overwhelming. Everyone has to have the chance to say either yes or no to his salvation, and with the passion of Christ, you know what I mean? Everything, and he's just, the passion of Christ has opened everyone's spiritual awareness, whether you're an atheist or whatever, everyone's like, spiritual awareness is heightened, and it's because the Lord is coming back. So the gospel is about to take the seat in the forefront, and I don't think any of the artists should get big-headed or conceited. We should just understand that it's the end times, and it has to happen, you know? But we can definitely enjoy and magnify it, and, you know what I mean, capitalize on it. I'm definitely going to do it, because this is our time. This is every believer's time, not just gospel artists, but every believer. This is our time. It's our season, so let's capitalize on it. Let's do this, man. I feel like having a praise party right here.
Let's have it. My guest on the praise party, Ty Timmy. Ty is just ecstatic about his new project. And Ty, when will the project be out?
Life. The CD is entitled Life, and it'll be in stores June 8th. Tuesday, June 8th. Now, let me say this. A lot of CDs come out that day. My man Fred Hammond come out that day. My man Steve Hurd come out that day. A lot of great CDs come out that same day. But read Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. The Bible says, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse, death and life. He said, therefore, choose life that you and your family may live. So I tell all y'all, choose life.
No doubt.
The Bible says, choose life.
And Ty Timmons says, choose life.
Choose life for the praise party.
Yes. Hey, Ty, tell us about the title, Life. I mean, why life? Will it be a perspective on life? Or you tell me.
It would be a perspective on life, definitely from a young person's perspective. We have a song on there called Struggle. It's a straight-up song talking about the struggles of life. A lot of songs have to do with that, the struggles of life, the confusion of life. But every song ends up in victory and you know what I mean, and in the glory of God. So it comes from that this perspective of life, like struggle. The lyrics are, it's a struggle because I want to please you. Got to bow my head and bend my knees too. Lord, please help me because I don't know what else to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's a struggle only because we want to do this right. And it's not a struggle because of the bad that's in us. It's a struggle because of the good that's in us, and we really want to do right as young people. You know what I mean? The prodigal son really wanted to do what's right. That's why he said, let me get myself together and go back to my dad's house. It wasn't the bad in him. It's the good in him that makes it a struggle. So that's what we're going to capitalize on in the CD life.
Ty, I see that you're rooted, you're grounded in the
yes,
Word,
sir.
And that's a great thing for a young man like you.
Amen.
Finally, Ty.
Yes.
Where can we expect Ty Tribute 5 years from now?
Oh, my Lord. If not in heaven because of the rapture, hopefully in a town and somewhere near you, or hopefully somewhere receiving Grammys in the name of Jesus.
Right.
Wherever I'm going, it's going to be in the name of Jesus. 5 years from now, I plan to be continuing to infiltrate the world with truth, because there's going to raise up many, like from the Passion of Christ, many opinions, many different doctrines, and there's going to be many, many different opinions, man, and it's going to be very important for young people to know the truth, not just know the latest video on BET or MTV, but to know the truth so we won't be swayed. So I'm going to be somewhere yelling, singing, or dancing about the truth.
Hey, our guest on the Praise Party, Ty Trivia. Ty, yeah. Thank you. We thank you for coming aboard the Praise Party. And we are going to speak life on your project. We're speaking life.
Yes,
we're speaking that, hey, this project will bless many souls, yeah, and that you will pick up many, many awards for life. Ty, it's been a pleasure. We thank you for joining us on the Praise Party.